Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Fire Pink Trio is violist Sheila Brown, flutist Deborah Reuter Pavetta, and harpist Jacqueline Bartlett. Together, they form one of the Triad's hottest new chamber ensembles, and this month, you can hear them twice in concert, beginning with the Saturday night, May 12th performance as part of the Peter Pelham Concert Series at the Bruton Parish Church in Williamsburg, Virginia. And coming up on Sunday, May 27th at 5:30, you can hear Fire Pink in the Blowing Rock Art and History Museum. You'll find links to their complete performance calendar on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Back in January 2012, Jackie, Debbie, and Sheila dropped by WFDD Studios to chat about their New Year's performance of music by Hector Villa-Lobos, Lyle Mays, Manuel Moreno-Buendia, Johannes Brahms, and Adrian Albert. Here's an encore presentation of that interview. You're out there scouting for pieces that are going to work for this trio. Sheila, start with you. What grabs your ear and kind of makes you think, oh, yeah, that's going to work?
I'll call it standard repertoire for this combination of instruments, which, I mean, you know, for your average person, nothing would be standard because a lot of these composers, you know, only we have heard of because we have had to familiarize ourselves with the list of what's available. There are a lot of beautiful pieces that either make use of natural sounds, like we have some pieces on this program, like the Villa-Lobos that has bird calls, and you know, you can think of the watery nature of the harp often. So that comes up in music a lot, like in Bach's and Jan Bach. There's a lot of like Scottish themes and Irish themes that run through, also because of the harp's background. You know, those types of things are very attractive to us. We all are big nature lovers, and it's just really gorgeous music. You know, and it profiles the different characteristics of the instruments beautifully.
You're going to get a huge variety of works in this program. The Moreno Buendia work, the Suite Popular Española. Anytime you can see something on YouTube that's clearly been recorded in someone's kitchen, in this case, I don't know where it was, with an electronic keyboard and the three of them playing in it, and it still sounds really nice. That's a good sign. What strikes you about this piece?
It's just so approachable. I think Buendia himself had that as his kind of mantra. He wanted to write music that was approachable. Even though he's still alive, just didn't want to write music that might make the audience back away from coming to concerts, whatever. But anyway, it's joyful, it's happy, it's just a great, great piece of music, and we're looking forward to playing it, and it actually has a special surprise in the danza movement.
And then from there, of course, the logical jump to Lyle Mays. Talk about variety. I've been a longtime admirer of Lyle Mays as a keyboardist and also orchestrator. I mean, a lot of his things have a really almost symphonic scope. 12 Days. Who could tell me about this piece and how'd you find it?
My fault. No, I'm just kidding. Not my fault.
That's right, because you're a jazzer, too.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought, just by the title and by, obviously, the composer, I thought this would be an incredible work. And so I guess Sheila ordered it. Amazing piece of music. It's just so much fun. You have that fusion jazz style in it, of obviously, of Lyle Mays, but it's with electronic sounds. So it's a lot of nature sounds, a lot of influence, I guess, of more Eastern sounds. He just wanted to write a piece about life's experiences and life journey along the way.
I should say, Lyle Mays, longtime collaborator with the great Pat Metheny, guitarist, a slightly better known name, but such a thoughtful guy.
Well, yeah, he actually took harp lessons before he wrote this piece because he really wanted to try to really understand the instrument so he could write well for it.
That gives you an entree into the mind of Lyle Mays. I mean, to take the time out to just study an instrument for, don't you wish all composers would do that?
Yes.
She says, biting her tongue. I love Brahms, but I wanted to get the light bulb moment when you hear these beautiful Brahms songs and say, ah, Fire Pink Trio.
Well, that was my idea. This, of course, is a very popular viola piece because it's actually with mezzo originally and piano and viola. And the viola parts are just absolutely some of the most gorgeous ever written. So I was just listening to it one day. I often have students who love to study that piece as well. And I thought this would just sound fantastic with Jackie and Debbie.
Thank you. we need to talk about the Villa-Lobos.
Villa-Lobos spent some time in Paris and was greatly influenced by, you know, Debussy and Ravel, and he spent time with Satie and all these great French artists.
Now, those guys could write for harp.
They could. And so there are actually parts like of the third movement of the Villa-Lobos that sound a little bit reminiscent of Ravel's Introduction Allegro for harp, string quartet, flute, and clarinet.
Beautiful piece.
And there is some real intricate music happening, and so that in rehearsal we have to pull apart maybe playing two instruments at a time so we can kind of hear what's happening, because it's like this conversation of several people all at one time. When we were first rehearsing it, Joe Genualdi thought, this sounds like this must be an early work of Villa-Lobos. Well, no, it's one of his last pieces he wrote.
He was reminiscing about his youth when he had first come to Paris, you know, from Brazil. You know, that he was looking back at the end of his life. He was back living in Paris after many years of being away. And so he had all of these associations from his youth that he brought to the piece. And there are even Middle Eastern sections, too. It's just bizarre. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, we turn down a side street and we're in Tunisia all of a sudden or something. It's very colorful.
Yep.
And the nocturne in the middle is gorgeous. There's also a nocturne in the Buendia. So I think the nocturnal music for this combination of instruments is actually really special.
Rounding out the low center of the nocturnal portion of the piece will be cello. And
right.
Evan Ritchie, gosh, what a gorgeous sound that guy can crank out.
Sure, that's right. We're having a great time working with those guys. Bring in the boys.
Bring in the boys. And Joe, I mean, what a great combination. You're getting some beautiful musicians, and it's going to be a great performance.
We're hoping we'll be there, too, by the time the concert rolls around.
You know, I typically send out these little pre-interview forms, you know, I ask her a few questions just to kind of get the ball rolling. But this is the first where one of the facts we need to talk about is that see Sheila strum her viola with a pig. I need to know more about this because this just really caught me by surprise, Debbie.
Does that need an explanation?
You think I instigated this?
Is it a live pig? And do we need to call the authorities for animal cruelty?
You've divulged a lot of our surprise here, so I think we should just let that one rest.
All right, we're not, pretend you never heard it here on Triad Arts Up Close.
They have to come to the concert if they want to see what the pig is all about.
We heard an encore presentation of my interview with violist Sheila Brown, harpist Jacqueline Bartlett, and flutist Deborah Reuter Pavetta. Together, they are Fire Pink Trio, and they're coming soon to a theater not too far from you. On Saturday night, May 12th, they'll be performing as part of the Peter Pelham Concert Series at the Bruton Parish Church in Williamsburg, Virginia. And then on Sunday, May 27th at 5:30, you can hear Fire Pink in the Blowing Rock Art and History Museum in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Fire Pink is giving back to the community, too, with children's concerts, an instrumental petting zoo, and musical instruction planned for the Children's Home in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to Fire Pink's complete performance schedule on our website, wfdd.org/triadart. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.